The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Markowitz.
Simin Kuf Lamates Sif Aleph. We're going to be discussing the halachas of Hanukkah. The first sif discusses the history of Hanukkah and the reason why we celebrate Hanukkah. B'vayishteni, in the second base of Mikdash, the second temple, Kishamalcha Malchus Yavon, when the Greeks were in power, Gazru Gezeris Al Yisrael, they decreed many things against the Jewish people, Uvitlu Dasam, and they outlawed their religion. V'lohinichu Osam La'asot B'tavar Mitzvos, and they did not allow them to learn Torah or do mitzvos. Ufashtu yidem b'mamonam uvenosehem, and they let their hands upon their money and their daughters. So much so that the bride on their first night would have to go to the hegemony, to the governor of the Romans, as the Gemara says. V'nichnesu lahecho ufashtu v'ratzos, they entered the Beis HaMikdash, the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, and they breached the walls, Betimu es haTaharos, and they made Tame, they defiled the Tahar, the pure, Betzar Lahem LeYisrael Ma'od Mipnehem. The Jews were extremely pained and persecuted by the Greeks. Olochotzum Lachas Gadol, and the Greeks oppressed them very, very much, until the God of our forefathers had mercy and rahmanas and pity on them, and he delivered them, and God delivered them from their hands and saved them. And the Chashmonaim family of the high priest, they overpowered the Greeks and killed them. Behushiu es Yisrael miyadam, and they delivered the Jewish people from their hands. Behemidu melach min hakohanim, and they made a king from the kohanim. Behazra malchus Yisrael yaster al masayim shanam, and the Jewish kingdom, this Jewish malchus, returned to power for over 200 years, ad shechorban hasheni, until the second base of Mikdash, the temple was destroyed. When the Jews overpowered their enemies and destroyed them, it was on the 25th day of the Jewish month of Kislev, and they entered the sanctuary, they entered the Beis HaMikdash, the main part of Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't find any pure oil in the base of Mikdash, elafach echad, except for one flask. Shahayu munach bechosamo shel kohen gadol, that it had the seal of the high priest of the kohen gadol, in order to be used in the menorah, and only that could be used. V'lo hayavo lahadlik ela yom echad bevad, and it only contained enough oil for one day. Just one day. And mind you that the menorah that we have today, that we're used to on Hanukkah, it has 8 parts to it to commemorate the 8 days of this miracle that we'll talk about in a moment. But the one in the Beis HaMikdash has 7. Actually, ours usually has 8 plus an extra one, a shamash, that lights for every, that lights all the other candles that we'll talk about also later on. Asha Kust Shu Zaysim Vhutsiam Shemantar, until they were able to press olives and then get out the oil, extract the oil from pure oil. Umipne Ze Hiskinu Chachamim Sheba Osto Hadar, and because of this, the Chachamim, the sages of the generation, instituted Sheyu Shimonas Yamim Ha'elu Shemaskilin Chafhe Kislev. That these 8 days, beginning with the 25th day of Kislev, should be Yemei Simcha V'Hallel, days of simcha of joy and praise to Hashem. So why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? It would seem that perhaps we should have 7 days of Hanukkah, because if we had enough oil for one day, the real miracle is that it lasted an additional 7 days. Hence, we should have only 7 days of Hanukkah. Why do we, in fact, have 8 days of Hanukkah? The Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Beis Yosef that there was a miracle even for the first day, because only 1/8 of the oil was used each of the days. So therefore, every single day was a miracle. The Shilte Giborim in the Mordechai says that the Greeks tried to stop the Jews from doing mitzvahs of bris milah, of circumcision, which is on the 8th day. So it commemorates and it reminds us of that decree that the Romans did. And one other answer is that the first day was the day that they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash. Hence, we have 8 days. The second Beis HaMikdash was rededicated in the Jewish year of 3622, and we count the years from when the world was created. So 3622, that corresponds to 139 BCE. A year later, Hanukkah was declared a festival. That was in the year 3623. And Yehuda Maccabee was killed in a battle in the year 3628. Continuing in the Kisa Shulchan Aruch, U'madlikin b'hem haneiros be'erev, we light the Hanukkah candles in the evening, al pischei habatim, at the doorways of the houses, v'chol laila v'laila b'shemona halelos, every night of the 8 days of Hanukkah, laharos u'lagalos hanes, to display and to publicize the miracle. The yamim elu nikraim Hanukkah, these days are called Hanukkah, ratza lomer chanu chafei, it's a combination of the Hebrew word of chanu, which means they rested, and chafei, which means the 25th, means they rested on the 25th day of Kislev. Because on the 25th day of Kislev, they rested from battle their enemies. The Ode, and furthermore, because on these days, it's called Chanukah, because on these days, Asu Chanukas Habayis Shehatzorim Timuho. They inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash again, the temple again, because the oppressors, they defiled it and they made it tummy. V'lachein yesh omrim, therefore to celebrate these events, shehamitzvah, there are those that say, shehamitzvah laharvos ktsas v'se'uda b'chanukah, it's a mitzvah to have somewhat of a larger meal on Chanukah. V'od mibnei shemelechas ha'mishkan nigmara v'yamim elu, because the work of the Mishkan was completed during these days, during the times of the tabernacle in the Midbar in the desert. The Yesha Sapra Livnei Vesil, one should tell the people of his family and relate to them, Inyan Hanisim Shanas Dulavosena V'yamim Elu, that the different miracles that happened to their forefathers on these days. And Ayin Yosefun, you should look for more information in the history about this in the in Josephus. Umikol makom lo hevu seudas mitzvah. Nevertheless, the meal is not considered a mitzvah meal, a seudas mitzvah. Ela imkin omrim b'seuda shiras v'shishbachos. Unless you have songs and praises to Hashem during the meal. Mishnah Brewer explains the difference between Chanukah and Purim, why there is a mitzvah of Sudas Purim on Purim, but not the same on Chanukah. He brings a Levush that says that on Purim there is a mitzvah to have a Sudas, since the decree was to kill all the Jews. This would mean that there would be no more feast for them. So when they were saved, it was a mitzvah to eat to commemorate this saving. On Chanukah, however, the Yefanim, the Greeks, wanted to convert the Jews to their religion. They weren't interested in killing them. Therefore, on Chanukah, we praise Hashem that He is our Hashem, our God, and there is no mitzvah to eat per se. The Taz says that Purim was a miracle of being saved from death, so we eat a suda to rejoice. On Hanukkah, although there was a miracle of being saved, and the main miracle was that of the menorah. Since this miracle does not give us rejoicing in a physical way, we do not have a mitzvah to eat a suda on Hanukkah. Continuing in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the very end of Sif Aleph, Umar b'mitzdaka b'imei Hanukkah, we increase tzedakah, charity, during the days of Hanukkah, ki heim misugali misakim bohem figmei nafshos, because these days are spiritually very beneficial to correcting the problems with someone's soul. I.e., they had tzedaka through giving charity. Ubi yichur lelomdei sorer ha'aniyim lahachazikam, in particular, giving charity to support poor Torah students. The Prima Gadim adds to this idea that the Jews were weak in their service to Hashem during the days of Hanukkah when the Greeks were oppressing them. And the three pillars of the world are Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So therefore it's important to learn Torah on Hanukkah, daven well, prayer, and give tzedakah, give charity, which is Gemilas Chasad. Sif Beis, Ein Mis'anin B'mei Hanukkah, we do not fast during the days of Hanukkah, Abba B'yom Shlifneihem, U'v'yom Shlachareim, however, the day before, the day after Hanukkah, Mutarim B'hesped B'tayinus, you're allowed to fast or say a eulogy, that would be permitted, but not on Hanukkah. The Ramah says that even fasting on the yahrzeit of a parent is forbidden on Hanukkah. Aruch HaShulchan says that although there is no fasting for a yahrzeit or a bride and a groom on the day of their wedding, one should fast for a tainus chalom. The Aruch HaShulchan says that no eulogies, no hespedim, were said on Hanukkah unless it's for a Torah scholar, and it's said in front of the mace, in front of the deceased Torah scholar. Sif Gimel, Hanukkah mutter ba'asiyas malacha. On Hanukkah, it is permitted to do work. Even though the Gemara, the Talmud, calls Hanukkah a Yom Tov, it is not a real Yom Tov in the sense that you can't do any work. Rather, it's called that, referring to it as a day of happiness. That is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Ach hanashim noago shelo la'asas malacha. However, women are noheg, they are accustomed to not doing work. Kol zman she'neiros shebabayis dokos, as long as the Hanukkah candles in the home are burning. Ve'ein lahakil lohem, one should not be lenient about this. In fact, the Piskei Tshuvos brings that there's a tradition from Eliyahu HaNavi that if someone who is careful to light the Hanukkah candles, they're very careful in this, they will have children that are Torah scholars. And he says that sometimes this doesn't seem to work because people aren't very careful in the very minute details of this mitzvah. They have to be very careful in the very minute details in order to get this reward. Continuing in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, V'hatam shehanashim machamirus yosir, and the reason why women are more stringent than men about this, mipnei shehaisa gezeira kasha al benos Yisrael, because the decrees of the Greeks on the daughters of Israel, they were much worse than on the men. Shegazdru b'sul lahanisays, the Greek authorities, they decreed that a bride was to be married tibar lahegmon tichila. They would first have a night with the governor. V'od mipnei sha'anes nasa ayde isha, And furthermore, women accepted more stringencies upon themselves because the miracle happened through a woman. Bas Yochanan Kohen Gadol Haista Yifas Torah Meod, the daughter of Yochanan, the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, was extremely beautiful. Uvikshash Hamelech HaYotzer Shetishka Bimo, and the king wanted her to be with her, just like the rule was in those days. For Amrlo Shetismali Vakasha, she acquiesced to his request. For Hilatu Safshile Gvina, she fed him dairy dishes, different cheeses and things like that. Kadeshi Yitzma Vishta Yain, so that he'll be thirsty and drink wine. Vishakir Vishan Vye Rudim, and he'll become drunk and intoxicated and fall into a deep sleep. Vechein Haya. And just like she was hoping, that's what happened. The Chaska Esrosho Vatu Li Rishalayim, she cut off his head and brought it to Yerushalayim. Vechiro Sar Tzivam Ki Avad Malkum Vayanusu. When the general of their army saw the king was killed, the army fled. And that's what ended everything. And therefore some have accustomed to eat dairy on Chanukah, in commemoration of the miracle of the nace that happened through dairy products. Mishnah Berurah says that the women that don't do work is only for the first half hour after the candles are lit. However, the Piskei Tshuva brings the Levush that says that women don't do work as long as candles are lit. Aruch HaShulchan also says it's just for the first half hour, and the Piskei Tshuva does end up saying that the custom is like the Mishnah Berurah, just the first half hour. The brides who were forced to have relations with the governor, that is brought down in Rashi, speaks about that in Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel. There's also a bit of a dispute about what women are prohibited, like what type of malacha are prohibited while the candles are lit. The Kinyan Torah says that anything that would not be permitted on Yom Tov, like cooking, baking, and other food preparations, would be allowed, but anything that would not be permitted on Yom Tov would not be allowed during the lighting of the menorah. The Moi Lakol Chai says that sewing and washing clothes are aser, and it doesn't make sense that Chanukah be more stringent than Chol HaMoed. The Ribbevos Ephraim, who's Rav Fisher, is the custom in Yerushalayim is that all actions that are forbidden on Shabbos are forbidden during the first half hour. Sif Dalad. Kol Hashmayim Ksherim, the Ner Chanukah. All types of oil are kosher. They're okay to be used for Chanukah lights. When we call Makam Mitzvah in a Mavchor, however, the best one is Litain Shem Zayas to use olive oil. Dumya Deneis Shem Mikdash Shehaisa V'Shem Zayas, because this is similar to the nace, to the miracle that happened in the temple that occurred with olive oil. The Enu Masoi, if you can't find olive oil, it's not available. Yivrar Sha'ar Shemen Sha'or Zach Benaki, you should choose another oil that produces a clear, clean flame. O Neiro Shoshava, or a wax candle. Shagam Kain Oro Zach, because this light is also clear. This is a little different than Shabbos candles. We are much more stricter by Shabbos candles because we're concerned and we're more limited of what type of Shabbos candles we use. We're concerned that certain ones might extinguish themselves easier and they might be accidentally relit on Shabbos. But that's not the case with Chanukah. However, they should not be two candles that are twisted together. Mishum dehavi kemedura, because it looks like a torch. Ela kol ner yachidi, each candle has to stand by itself. V'lo yasta mishava shobatei ovdei kochavim, the candles cannot be made of wax that was used in a house of idol worship. Mishum demias, because it's disgusting and repulsive. V'chein kol psilus k'sheiros l'ner Chanukah. Likewise, all wicks are kosher for Chanukah candles. U'mitzvah min ha-mufchar, but the best one is likach tzemer gefen, to take cotton for this purpose. V'ein l'sarech b'chol laila psilus chadashos, and it's not necessary to use new wicks every night. Elamadli gam barishonos, but rather you are allowed to relight the wicks from a previous night. Ad sheyichlo, until they are used up. On a side note, but similar note, does a poor person need to buy oil to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? So Mechaber says yes. He would even need to sell his clothes in order to buy the oil. And this is because of the mitzvah of Persumi Nisa. It's necessary because of Persumi Nisa, publicizing the miracle. It's a little bit unclear if a rich person would need to spend all his money on Persumi Nisa in the unlikely situation that the oil would cost $1 million, or we say that a person needs to spend all his money for the market value of the oil. And the Mishnah Brewer says that he would need to sell his clothes or hire himself out in order to do the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. Se'if hei, im madlik b'ner socheres, if one lights in an earthenware lamp, kevin shehidlik bo laila achas, once he has lit it for one night, nas l'yashin, it becomes an old, it's considered an old menorah, an old lamp. The aim of leaking bo belila shniyah, you can't use it the second night. Mishum demias, because it becomes disgusting and repulsive. It should be noted that in modern times, right now, we have glazed pottery that would not become repulsive and may be used more than once. And similarly, porcelain can be used over and over again. The alkein yelo menorah na'a shel minei matachos, and therefore one should have a nice menorah made of metal. Umishri ado maseges, and one who has the ability, the financial ability, yikne menorah shel kesef lehidra mitzvah. He should buy a silver menorah to beautify the mitzvah.